The second learning objective is to understand the role of the government regulators and industry associations in ensuring that funds meet their obligation to investors. I will now provide an overview of some of the regulators and industry associations associated with mutual funds. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, administers federal securities laws. Its job is to protect investors. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, is a self-regulatory organization that is delegated by the SEC with executing much of the oversight of those who sell mutual funds. Some of the things it does are set rules for securities brokers, licensed securities dealers, review sales materials, and limit sales loads. Due to the shift from defined benefit plans to defined contribution pension plans, the Department of Labor, DOL, has recently been involved in regulating mutual funds offered in defined contribution plans. Mutual funds are also subject to state regulation as detailed in the textbook. The mutual fund industry also has a trade association, the Investment Company Institute, ICI, that conducts research on mutual funds and engages in political action that advances the interest of mutual funds. The National Investment Company Services Association, NICSA, helps investment companies respond to government regulations, which can be quite burdensome and complex for many to understand on their own. Unlike the ICI, it does not engage in lobbying.